The case to bring back the hunt was based on years of complaints from organizations and residents who say there have been more dangerous human-bear encounters since the hunt was canceled in 1999. The case against the hunt was made by the Animal Alliance of Canada and ZooCheck Canada. Lawyers for the groups argued that an early hunt violates animal cruelty laws. Cubs could be orphaned and then die of starvation or be killed by predators. They went to court arguing for a judicial review. But just a day before it was to begin, an Ontario judge dismissed that legal attempt to block or delay the hunt. Ontario's Natural Resources Minister says he's pleased with the decision, saying the priority from the start was for the public safety of people in the north. Fish and game groups also praised the decision, saying the hunt is the only tool for managing the bear population. Without that, the number of dangerous encounters will increase. Animal rights groups say they're disappointed, but will continue to fight against the hunt by careful monitoring and perhaps even having members out observing the hunting. The pilot project to reinstate the hunt will run for 6 weeks in 8 regions known for having the most public safety incidents involving bears. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.